Good, good, good. How many had a chance to talk to somebody about the Lord this week? Come on. All right. So you have to think back now. That's the whole purpose. Sharing the Lord Jesus Christ wherever we go, at every opportunity. We had some horrendous things happen this past week. Things that just make us more and more aware of the evil that's in the world and what's happening, and what people are doing. And much of it is aimed at Christians, those who believe in Jesus Christ. That means you, and that means me. And for us to think at any given time that we're exempt is to be foolish. There are always opportunities, if they want them, to come into a group like ours or the church down south that they went into, went in and even sat through the Bible study and then afterwards began shooting the people. So we're living in a world that's broken, and a world that needs the light of Jesus Christ. And we have to be strong, you and I. We have to be courageous. We have to speak up, and we have to know that God's will be done in each of our lives, and whatever the cost. Becoming a believer, becoming a Christian, has long since we've learned, isn't all a bed of roses. It isn't all about how good life is. It isn't all about how everything's going to go our way. It's about surrender, first to Jesus Christ, to His life in us, and then sharing that life with others around us. Jesus so loved the world. You know, the more I take that simple little verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, the more I want to stretch that so out, because it's so large, it's so big, it's so much, it's so deep, it's so high, it's so wide, that love He has. And in that He has included you, His children. He has called you out, made you a part of it, and then left you here in this world with His power and His Spirit so that you might live His life. So that you might share it wherever you go. You're like a candle walking around. The light is always shining. Don't ever put a cap over it. Instead, like that song says, shine for Jesus. Day by day, shine for Jesus, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Let your face radiate His love and His joy. This week, some things have happened, and I had to spend some time with some folk of some pretty tough things they're going through. But you know something? All I could do, do I have all the answers? No. But Jesus does. And all I can do is just constantly say, don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at what's going on right now in front of you. Turn your eyes upon Jesus And what happens to all these things on earth? They go strangely dim. Not as important anymore. Don't have the impact on my life that it once had when I was looking at them and obsessing over them and talking about them and begging God for mercy. No. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. He'll walk through the fire with you. He'll walk through the flood with you. He'll walk through any trouble that you'll be going through, right through the lion's den. He will walk with you. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And we are studying in John 19 and 20 how much he loved us. How much he was willing to give in order that we might have life. But I love it because he doesn't say, you're just going to live and you're just going to survive. He says you're going to have an abundant life. Well, that abundancy is not in things. That abundancy is not in how much wealth I can gather together. That abundancy is not in how much power I have. The abundancy is in all of the fruits of the Spirit that will flow through you to the lives of people around you. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness. And I can keep going down the list. These are the abundant fruits that flow in your life and that grow in your life when your eyes are upon Jesus Christ. And you understand how much he loved you, at least to the degree that you can understand it, because I believe it goes beyond our ability to fully comprehend that kind of love. But oh, to enjoy it from day to day, knowing that wherever you go, you're never alone. Wherever you go, he loves you, and he's there, and he's walking with you, and he's talking to you, and he's teaching you. Every day, whatever life brings. Turning to John 19, verses 38 to 42, we want to look at some more here that's going on. Jesus has been on the cross. He has come to the point of saying, it is finished. The work of God that he sent me to do, the blessing he sent me to be, the life that he sent me to live, and the act of sacrifice as a sacrificial lamb that he asked me to be, I have become and am ready. And he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. And he was dead. There were many that walked away from that tomb feeling like it was all over. Feeling like the one who brought so much promise now is dead. And they talked among themselves and they went back to their homes. They had been following Jesus. And they went back to their homes. And even 3 days later, Jesus was walking amongst them as they walked on the road. And they were talking about Jesus' death and they were talking about what had happened. And he asked them questions. And then at the right moment, at the very right moment, he let them see who he was. The risen Christ. And from that point on, their lives were changed. And then as the church was born, and Jesus went home, he gave the challenge, go into all the world. You know, every time I read that as a young man, I always thought of Africa, India, South America, all the world in which to go. And when the Lord said, you can't go there by closing doors, I've got something else for you, he began to show me that going into all the world meant going to the neighbor next door, to the man down the street, to the woman that works with me, to the family that has children my kids' age, and we have a relationship. Even at the soccer game, when there were kids who were out playing soccer, we're sitting on their benches talking, sharing the Lord. Wherever we are, there is no right time. It's all right. There is no special, I'll wait until everything fits so that I can feel more comfortable about sharing this. It's just living the life Christ put in you and sharing it wherever you are. Sometimes it's just saying praise the Lord in the midst of somebody who doesn't believe in the Lord. And they'll often come back and say, why do you do that? And you've got an opportunity to tell them. Be ready at all times, the scripture tells us, to give the reason for the hope that lies within you. All times, not just special times, but all times. When's the last time you went up to somebody and said, you know, I really praise the Lord for you. You've been a wonderful neighbor, and I just can't thank God enough for who you are and the relationship that we've had. You know what you just did? When you say something like that, you know what you just did? You opened the door for conversation. You opened the door for them to ask questions. You opened the door for them to respond to that. Now, there are some who will try to ignore it, as if you never said it. That's all right. Next opportunity, say it again. You know, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. Now I could say, how many here do that? Okay? That's every day, all day, during the day. Doesn't matter where you are. You don't have to be on your knees. You can be driving the car and praying. You can talk to God wherever you are. Why? Because he's right there inside you. You don't have to pray specifically to a God in heaven. You're praying to the God that he put inside you, is the Spirit of God. And you pray no matter where you are. And why would we do all this? Why would we do all of this anyway? Why not just come to church, sing the songs, pray a little here, or a Bible study? You know, learn some more. Just learn more about God. That's what the world is saying. Hey, go in your little room, shut the door, do what you want. Don't tell us anything about it. But the wonderful thing, and Paul talked about it, and he used a word that means dynamite. And what he said is, if I don't preach the gospel, if I don't share the Word of God, if I don't live the life that Christ put in me in this world, I'm going to explode. It's in there. It has to come out. And if I don't give it avenue to come out, I'm going to explode, Paul says. You feel that way? I want everybody to know. I know they're not all going to turn to Christ. I know there are those, I've had plenty of them down through the years, who rejected him. You probably haven't had some of the experiences that I've had. I've been thrown out of hospital rooms because I was sharing Christ with the person who was dying. And they became so angry on their deathbed, they said to me, he couldn't talk. He actually had cancer of his throat, what have you. And he had my neighbor. Matter of fact, he wasn't only my neighbor, he was my landlord. I rented a house from him and lived with my family in the house. And I wanted him to know Christ. And I knew he was dying and he was in the hospital. He didn't have much time to live. And I went in and I brought a pad and a pencil and because he couldn't talk. And he would write and he said, hello. And I said, hello. And I got right down to it. I said, Jim, I know that you are in a bad position right now. And that you're just lingering here for a short period of time. And I know that you know that your life is short. And I love you, brother. And I know that you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ and His comfort and His love as you go out of this world. And you and I have talked about this before. You need Jesus as your Savior. He got so angry, he pulled the cord, got the nurse in there and said, and then he said to me in writing, I lived without Christ, I will die without Christ. That's what he wrote. And my heart was broken. My heart was broken. We have to share. We have. I don't know about you, but I feel like my life is coming to an end. I don't know how soon. I have no idea. I could live to 104. I hope if I can still stand up and still talk. But the bottom line is, I don't have a lot of time left, even at 104. How about you? When you look at your life, didn't it go by pretty fast? Did you ever expect you'd be here at this point in your life this fast? No. When you're a kid, it's forever. These old people, wow, it's forever. 30? Wow, that's unheard of. 30 years old? You've lived that long? 50? Wow, you're really over the hill now. I mean, it's all downhill from here. 60? I'm surprised you're still around. You know, like my doctor says, every time I walk through the door, you're still here. I said, you're my doctor. What do you expect? But the older we get, the faster life goes. And this time between my age now and 104 isn't that far off. So how much time do I have to take and wait and look for the right time to share something with somebody? Not a lot. We do it in love. We do it filled with the joy of the Lord. And we do it because we care that others will know Him like we know Him. Well, guess what I just did? Again. I gave you a sermon other than the one that I wrote down. I promise you, we will get to it. But God has just been firing me up lately over this issue of what we do as God's children. Now, we live in a broken world, and we live in a world where people are being killed, and we live in a world where people are losing their homes, their families, their lives, and people, unheard of numbers of people, displaced because of their faith in God. Across this globe. And dangerous. It's dangerous out there. But the question is, as God's children, how should we react to this? How should we relate to this? If it isn't that we embrace the message He's given us, and we embrace the life that He gives us, and we share it with other people, and get it out there, and give them opportunity to say yes or no as to their relationship with Jesus Christ. This is not a game. Going to church on Sundays should be for us a time when we come together and we're challenged and we're encouraged and we're filled with the Spirit of God in such a way that we go out of here to do for Him. We don't come here just to benefit ourselves, although we will be benefited and blessed and encouraged and strengthened the more time we spend together, because that's what we do for each other. But the end result is what happens when we go out these doors. Who do we talk to? Who do we think is off limits that we don't talk to? We need to move those limits way out and talk to anyone and everyone about the Lord. 3 days ago, I was sitting on a bench down in near the center of Bellevue. And I was there kind of sitting by myself enjoying the weather. And guess who came and sat alongside me? A young Arab lady, all dressed in all the garb. And I thought, really? Is this the one you send me, Lord? Is this what I'm supposed to do here now? So I began a conversation with her. And the conversation I began with her started like any conversation that we would have. And that would be, how are you doing today? I see you've been walking through the park here. How are you enjoying the weather? Everybody talks about the weather, you know. Except when she said yes, I said, you know, God is so good. He gives us all this wonderful weather for us to sit and just soak it in. And you know, it didn't cost us a dime. That's because He loves us so much. And she looked at me like, what? I said, you know, God is really good. I said, I don't know you, and you don't know me, and we don't know each other's problems and struggles that we're facing in life. But here we are sitting together on this bench, just enjoying the wonderful sunshine that God has provided when He created this world and put us here. And after a few minutes, she said, who are you? And I said, well, I said, first and foremost, I'm a child of God. And she said, Allah? I said, no, Jesus. She said, I know about Jesus. I said, you do. Wonderful. What do you know about Jesus? And the conversation began. Not that hard. Just put it out there and see how people respond. We sat there for almost 2 hours as I told her about the Jesus I knew after she had already shared with me the Jesus she knew, which was the prophet. And I told her, I said, I'm going to pray for you because I believe that you would find a real peace and joy in knowing my Savior. And you know what she said? Well, I have to go. She said, but before I go, will you pray? I wasn't talking about praying for her right there, but she asked me to pray for her, and I prayed for her. Now, I don't know what God's going to do with that. Do you know what He's going to do with that? I have no idea. But I know He put her there, and I know we had this conversation because of it, and I know that God wants us to do that wherever we are. He will give us opportunity if we're available. But we need to be available. I look at these verses and the ones we've already studied, And I see the love that Jesus Christ had. And I relate that back to the promise of John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Who does that leave out? Does that leave anybody out? We could go on to the verse that says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He cares about everybody. So it doesn't matter how they're dressed, what country they're from, what culture they're in. It doesn't matter. Share the love of Jesus and who He is, because the message is for all people. All people. I'm hoping someday she'll come walking through the doors here just to let us know what God has done in her life. I hope she will. That happens once in a while. And we've had it happen here before. And it certainly can happen again. God knows. But we need to be willing, available, and usable to Him. So I challenge you again this week, go out. Enjoy the week. But in the process, be a witness right where you are. Now you say, well, I never get out of my house. I'm always in my house. I never go anywhere. All right, let's see. Do you have your paper delivered? Some people have food delivered. Other people, such as, especially if you're renting, you're going to have contact with people that have to do with the company that's leasing the property. Every month I have an opportunity to go over and talk to the lady when I hand her the check. And she's gotten to the point where, here he comes. Because she knows I'm not going to just hand her the check and walk out the door. I always hand her the check and say, how's your day going? That's how I start. And she'll say, oh, it's really busy. She'd want me to go. It's really busy. I said, sounds like you need a break. And then you share. Don't be afraid. You say, well, you know, if I make myself known too much, maybe somebody will come around and shoot me like they did other people. They might. But let me tell you something. Jesus said, don't worry about those who can take your body. You worry about me, he said, who is control of where your soul ends up. We need to trust him and live in the middle of the joy he brings and stay away from the fear that keeps us from being who we are meant to be, children of the King. Children of the King. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for loving us the way that you did, sending your Son even to death that we might have life. But not just life, not just life, abundant life, filled with the fruits of the Spirit, filled with the fruit of a life that reflects Christ. Lord, continue to teach us. Continue to grow us up into the maturity of Christ, becoming more and more like Him every day. Teach us and give us hearts to hear and receive and to live that very life each day. Lord, challenge us right here this morning. Speak to our hearts. Challenge us as we walk out the door. And throughout this week, when we come into opportunity after opportunity, challenge us. May your Spirit speak to us and remind us that we need to share. I pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.